Okay. There we go. You're all set.
All right, I'm Brian Templin, chairperson of the UBCC Educational Advisory Committee. I'd like to call this electronic meeting of the committee to order. The time is now 1:04 p.m. on the afternoon of September 20. This meeting is being held electronically with an anchor location in the, which room?
475.
475 of the Heber M. Wells Building. Notice of the meeting was provided as required under Utah's open meeting laws. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. The recording will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, minutes will also be prepared of this meeting and will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website, appropriately marked pending approval. Minutes will be posted no later than 30 days after the close of the meeting and approved minutes no later than 3 business days after approval. The following committees are in attendance. Doug Hawks. Didn't we see Doug?
No, I didn't. Oh, okay. There he is.
All right. Let me get my, where's my list of people? Where it is. Okay, I thought so. Paul James is here. Nate Nelson.
Nate is not here.
No, Nate. Okay. Terry Palmer is here.
Here. Yep.
Lynn Nielsen. I don't think so. There he is. Okay.
He's here.
Tom Peterson. I think he's there with you. Is he, boys?
Yes.
Okay. Corey Price.
Corey is absent.
Okay. George Reed.
George is here.
Oh, here. Sorry.
Okay. Brian's here and Ryan Rentmeister. I saw Ryan.
I'm here.
Okay, there you are. Let's see. The following committee members are absent. We just mentioned those. Following people from Doppel. Mark Steingold's not there, is he?
No.
Okay. Deborah Blackbird?
No, just Steve and I.
So, okay, so I see Stephen Duncombe and Boyce Barnes. We welcome any visitors and interested persons at this time. Do we have any extra non-committee members here today?
Kathy, yes.
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for coming.
Yes.
I guess we have this one advantage of electronic meeting. We have a copy of all those folks that are here for our attendance records. As a courtesy to everyone participating in the meeting, at this time, we ask for all cell phones, pagers, and other electronic devices to be turned off, or change to silent mode, or click to mute, whatever that might apply. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. Let us now proceed with the agenda, which is very short. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. First item is to approve the minutes from May 17th. So it's been a while since we've been together. That is the meeting where we approved a whole bunch of stuff.
This is Paul James. I move that we approve the minutes as written for the May 17th, 2022 meeting.
We have a second?
This is Terry. I will second that.
Thank you very much. Moved and seconded. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? We'll move forward. The main item that we have for today's business is the one reimbursement request for the Utah Chapter ICC, which Boyce included with this. Do we want Boyce to try and throw it up on the screen, or has everybody looked at it? The original grant approval was for $34,912. I can throw it up on the screen if you want me to, Boyce.
Yeah, either way, I can do it. You can do it.
I've got it right here.
Okay.
I'm looking at it anyway. Maybe. Okay, so $34,912 is original approval. Total educational expenditures, actual cost. So what's the amount of the request?
$5,900. All right. Let me change that. $35,900.
Where does it show that on here? This one?
It shows actually down on the second page.
It's 35.6.
35.6. Well, this it was an upside down 9, sorry.
Well, after all, it is electronic, so it's got to be a little different.
It's $688 more than the original application.
Okay.
And boys, checking the numbers, it all falls in with the within the parameters that's been set for the
yes, they did. Stuff. Yeah. Okay. They all fall right in there.
Okay. Where did the extra thousand?
But since it was more, we had to bring it back to the committee for approval. So
yeah.
So is this what the what is allowed? This 35,957?
No, that's their actual expenditures, but then they lowered that to the 35,6.
Okay, so the original request is this one.
There's the 34,912.
34,912.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was approved, right, back last year.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Kathy or any explanation on anything that is a concern?
What's the extra $1,000?
So this year we did have a class taught by Ryan Jackson on electrical, and he offered to do books with the class. And come to find out, the expense, the cost of those books is quite a bit of money. So it ended up with a little bit more on our overhead fees than what we anticipated.
And what was that book?
I believe it was a residential one.
Was it that 2020 NEC changes?
It was. I don't believe it was the NEC changes. I believe it was just based on the single family dwelling residential. I'm trying to remember exactly. This was quite a while ago. But yeah, he did a class on single family dwelling.
And did we, did that change the fee, or that's what we're looking for, is the fee stayed the same for the people, even though we.
Correct.
Charge. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions or motions for approval or questions about it?
And you had 100 people attend?
We had over 100. It was about 150. I think it was about 100 people that were licensed, though. The roster does show who was licensed and qualified for the reimbursement. So,
boys, do we have any rules or anything in our guidelines for approving an amount that's over the encumbered amount?
We haven't stated any policies. We just previously got the approval that if it was under or to that amount, we were okay to go ahead and approve it. But if there is an amount over that that you wanted to say, it's okay, we don't need to re-meet as a committee, we could probably do that.
And so that's why we're meeting as a committee, to approve this one,
right?
Because it's going to be
correct
the amount.
Okay. So it's what, $1,040?
$684 or $686.
Oh, that's right. Because they're not asking for that. They're asking for this.
Yeah, you're asking for the 35.6. So we're like a $686 difference. So, well, if there's no more discussions, this, Terry, I'd make a motion that we approve the $35,600 for the Utah chapter with that difference of $686 that was approved last year for the Utah chapter.
Do I have a second?
This is Ryan, I can second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? All right. Looks like that is approved then. We'll move forward with that. The next meeting we're looking at is November 15th. And Boyce, is there something special that we need to talk about in that one?
We'll have the ACI Intermountain chapter as a couple. We'll probably have a couple applications. They're looking to submit. I know we took care of these, the majority of them, the bulk of them, in the beginning of the year, but they said, oops, I thought we needed to, because we pre-approved a couple courses last time, and then they came back with the additional information, and then we approved them, but she forgot and thought that she had to wait to have all the information before she submitted them. So those are coming up in November.
Okay. Are there any other topics of interest or decisions or things that we need to look at in detail? There are a couple of things that we've left off the agenda intentionally this time, so that we could make it a short meeting. I don't recall those, Boyce, where they were topics we'd had from before that we wanted to discuss in more detail.
We didn't have the budget I left off because there wasn't a whole lot of change yet, but there was a previous discussion, I don't think, that we discussed at the last meeting that I don't think we came to a conclusion on, and that was the Home Builders Association.
Okay. All right. Well, then we should probably put that on the November 15th meeting as we're looking at those other ones.
So will do.
Do I need to get reached for?
Anybody have anything else they want to add?
Sure. Anything else we need to add?
I guess we'll send a notice back out in case there are other things that people think of between now and then, or let Boyce know. I guess they can email you direct, right, Boyce?
Yes. Let me know if there's anything. Yeah.
I got something, if I could, Chairman. I've got like six or seven emails or text notifications this last week that there's about to be a downturn in the economy, or that the economy is starting to slow, or you know, it sounds like things are going to start, this boom we've experienced may start to recede a little bit. And so what I think it would be wise for this committee to discuss is, and maybe we already did, but I don't think we did. I think we said we were going to talk about it after we had finished this allotment of funds, but maybe I am remembering that wrong. But I think we ought to have a discussion on what our long-term vision of appropriating funds is, so that everybody that applies is aware of the long-term vision. And if we start to see monies dwindling, how are we going to handle that?
Right. So far, we keep putting it off each year because we seem to be okay. But if that's the case and money starts to decrease, then it definitely needs to be addressed. So it'd be worth adding to the agenda, Boyce.
Will do.
Good thought, Tom. All right. Without anything else, we'll adjourn the meeting at 1:17 p.m. and reconvene in November. We'll skip October and go to November. So thanks, okay, Everybody. It was almost 10 minutes, a little bit more.
That worked just great. Thank you.
Not too painful.
Not bad.
All right.